You're listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded in studio and live at Advertising Week's global events, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technologies industries each and every week. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and maybe even leave a positive review. Thanks for listening. Scott, welcome to the show. I'm so pleased to have you on today.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
So you're global head of ad tech and martech at Star. For those that are uninitiated, a little bit like myself, I've done a little bit of reading, but tell us about Star and what you all do there.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So the best way to think about Star is that we are a global product innovation company, and we build custom platforms and products for agency and ad tech companies alike. And what's cool is that many of the platforms that marketers or advertisers or data scientists or whomever, maybe even some of our listeners on the podcast today, use each day were designed and developed by Star. And what's cool about that is I think that gives us a really unique perspective on the industry overall, since we work at the intersection of ad tech and agencies.
Well, that's exciting. I love innovations. Tell me, what innovations are currently most in demand and most used among your clients in our industry?
What I'm really excited to talk about today is, you know, the use of AI in the platforms and products that we're creating. You know, at Star, I think we're really seeing accelerating client demand in building AI-based products and platforms. It's already a meaningful part of our revenue, spanning across design and product management, engineering, data analytics. And we're only anticipating that AI is going to be, you know, a bigger part of most or all the work we do with clients in the future. And so, you know, that's where we're really focused today, because that's where our clients are focused.
And do you see generative AI as something that can really transform an agency from a commercial standpoint? So, for example, changing client engagement models or billing models?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, as I reflect on that, I think there's a lot of discussion that's happening right now on the utility of Gen AI around automation and efficiency gains, things like that. But I think there's a whole other topic that gets discussed far less that I want to talk a little bit about today. And those of us in the industry are really starting to feel its effects. So I think that Gen AI really has the power to transform industry dynamics, really shaping those client expectations around how they collaborate with their agencies, what kind of value they expect to receive from them, and how that can lead to the emergence of blended economic models. So let me share a little bit about that, sort of some of the changes that we're seeing. First is we're seeing a lot of changes in client expectations. We all know that clients are very demanding. That's just a part of being, you know, in the professional services industries. You know, they're constantly looking for higher quality, faster turnaround times, increased volumes, better performance outcomes, and all at lower costs. But at the same time, because of Gen AI, there's a little bit of a perception that maybe the work is becoming a little more commoditized. And so that's something that we're you know, having to battle against. I also think that there's changes in the idea of value proposition. And, you know, if we think about agencies and what they're doing, they're really transforming their offerings by blending art and science and consulting into cohesive service model. They're building a data-driven, tech-savvy, creative workforce, which has the confidence engaging with sophisticated AI models and partnering with technology platforms. So we're seeing sort of the integration of a number of different capabilities that maybe would have been siloed in the future, but now that's coming together into a single value proposition. It's also changing the ways in which we're working. So adopting AI transforms how people work in ways that we're just really starting to sort out right now. And I think, you know, as we're getting more experience with these tools, we realize that not everything can be automated away. Like QA still requires human oversight, for example. And just because people can become more productive with AI doesn't mean that there will be less work to go around. It just means we'll be able to do more with less, or at least that's the idea. So, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing about what's going on in the industry. Will it destroy jobs or whatever? I don't think that doom and gloom picture is really going to play out in the way that everybody worries about. I also think that there's changes in economic models. And this is a really exciting thing, and it's something to really watch. So, you know, as we're seeing more integrated capabilities, you know, bringing together creative and media and data and technology all together, that really has the potential to transform creative development from a cost center into an added value proposition, right? And so that gives us the opportunity to maybe move from more traditional billing models like time and materials to the all-elusive value-based pricing. The thing that everybody talks about, you know, hey, we'd love to do value-based pricing, but can only be done when you've got integrated capabilities together. So perhaps that's going to be, you know, in area of development in the future. I also think that the democratization of AI means that while large agencies might leverage AI to serve, you know, big clients, they might also be able to get the kind of productivity gains that makes servicing smaller clients, like the long tail of clients, more valuable for them. And so they might be able to increase the number and the types of agencies and clients that they'd be able to work with. But I also think the opposite is possible, right? So, you know, if we're using AI to create subscription-based AI-powered services toolkits, you know, maybe that gives smaller agencies the opportunity to punch above their weight and be able to compete with larger firms. So I guess in short here, I think this is a really disruptive technology that's really shifting the dynamics and the way that, you know, agencies and technology companies are working with their clients.
Feels like a wealth of positive opportunity for everybody involved.
Yeah.
At Start, do you see progress in blending generative and predictive AI from the perspective of, you know, a capabilities maturity standpoint?
Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully everybody on the podcast, you know sort of the difference between Gen AI and predictive AI, but maybe we'll just, you know, define them really quickly. So Gen AI is really great at creating new content, you know, things like images or music or text formats. But predictive AI really analyzes data to forecast future trends or customer behaviors. So, you know, imagine a weather app, you know, it's not inventing what the weather is going to look like. It's predicting or forecasting, you know, what the weather could look like in the future based on historical data. And I, you know, if we apply that to our industry, you know, what would be a good parallel there might be something like persona development, right? Where we can use Gen AI to facilitate audience development from large databases. And if we do that, maybe we could transform these static audiences into synthetic or living personas that can be interrogated for additional insight. Like we could develop these, you know, personas that we can then have conversations with and the way that we would maybe in a focus group or something like that. And then we can use that insight to plan campaigns and then predict the outcomes of those campaigns and be able to compare them back to, you know, previous campaigns that we've run. So I think there's a good blending of things coming together, and I think persona development is a good example of that.
Going back to economic models, changing economic models seem like a very complex shift with a lot of variables involved. How can agencies approach this and mitigate risk? I think that's something that everybody is, you know, obviously averse to. How can they approach this without, you know, it getting too worrisome for them?
Yeah, that's a good question. The cool thing about STAR is we like to think about end games, right? And so that is always the first place that we start with all of our clients. And it means not thinking about tomorrow, not thinking about incrementality, but it's thinking, you know, far out into the future, 5-10 years out. And so I think that's important here that, you know, when we think further out, that gives us a chance to really free ourselves from some constraints and think about what the future could look like. And that's important for here. In addition to defining the end game, I think we need to think about problems and goals. You know, before we're diving in, we need to clearly define the challenges that AI can address and the business goals that it should support, as well as the focused efforts with measurable outcomes, right? So it's really thinking about how do we want to leverage AI. I think we also need to think about what the AI capabilities and limitations are. So not all problems are suited for AI. So, and there's a bunch of different solutions out there that are not all general that can be applied in every situation. Some have strengths and weaknesses, and we have to identify the best ones for the need. So, we need to be realistic about what AI can and can't achieve. And I always like to say, you know, you can't really grab a beer with AI, right? Like you're not going to go out after work and, you know, talk about the day and all that. The final thing that I'll talk about is really thinking about data and thinking about one's own data and, you know, how differentiated that data set really is, because AI really thrives on data. And so you've got to have the necessary data sets. They've got to be cleaned and organized, and you've got to have them trained to run your AI models really effectively. So those, you know, all those things together, I think are the things that I'd be thinking about as an agency or ad tech company.
Well, right out of the gate with that answer, you gave me a great segue into my next question. I love to end every episode of AW360 with what I call the crystal ball question. And this one I'll pose to you. I'm actually with you. I'm going to go a little farther out because you were talking about end games. Normally I say 1 year, 5 years. With you, just because you said the E word, I'm going to go 10. And I'm going to ask you, where do you envision the creative industry in the next 10 years with all of these happenings? I mean, yeah, I just look at the past 10 years. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, most of us weren't thinking about AI at all. And, you know, it's just everything has transformed so much. For you and for STAR, where do you see things going in a decade?
Yeah. Ooh, I love this. Endgame thinking. Right out of the gate. This is great. I think the creative industry is going to go through a major transformation. I mean, it already is. We already see the seeds of it. That are happening right now. I think the rapid adoption of AI-based technologies over the next 10 years is an inevitability. I think there's an irreversible trend of, you know, creative and media and data technology all coming together to really power experiences at scale in real time, you know, like it's never been possible before. You know, this idea of personalization and customization and, you know, one-to-one things that have all been put on a pedestal are seen as ideals, but are really difficult to achieve without, tools like AI to be able to do that. And I really think that, you know, creative agencies that get out front, that make investments today, you know, will not only survive, but they're the ones who are going to achieve the growth that really outpaced the rest of the industry. And I think it's going to be really rough waters for a lot of agencies that maybe wait or they don't make the necessary investments or changes right now. As we like to say, you know, nothing's more differentiating than not making the investment that you need to make that really makes one stand apart from another company. So it's important to keep pace or really get out front. I think there's also going to be a democratization of tools over time. AI is really expensive now. Compute is very expensive right now. Integrating into there's a lot of investments, the cost of labor and, you know, people who are experts in this area is very expensive because there aren't as many as what's needed right now. But I think that's going to change. It's going to become cheaper in the future, but it's still not best to wait. But lastly, I guess where I'll end is very, very positive thing to share is I think while there's something like we're going to learn a lot about AI and what its capabilities and what its limitations are. And I think there's things that AI does really great. But as we talked about in sort of that catching a beer example, like things that don't go as well. And so I think as we're thinking about the evolving role of creatives, you know, while AI is going to help automate certain tasks, it's going to help speed up certain things like research or those types of things, there is still going to be an important need for the human touch in creative direction and strategy. And that will help continue to make that emotional connection, which is just irreplaceable. So that's where I'd end. I think it's, you know, a mix of all those things together.
Excellent. Well, Scott, this has been great. Thanks so much for taking the time. If people wanted to find out more about you and about Star, where would you direct them?
I would certainly say that you should visit our website, which is very simply star.global, where people can reach out to me directly, and I'd be glad to have a conversation with them.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Richard. This has been great.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including our flagship podcast, Great Minds. You can find those at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.